Good afternoon, everyone. We'll give it another minute to allow others to join, and then we'll get started here. All right, well, we'll go ahead and get started. First of all, I want to welcome everyone. And just a couple of formalities, I'd like to advise first off that the call is being recorded, so people will be able to access this later. The other thing is, if you're not going to be speaking at the time, we just ask that you mute your phone so that we can reduce the amount of background noise on the call. And with that, we'll get it kicked off. So, want to say welcome. Thank you for joining us today. We're very excited to actually present this challenge to you all. I think this challenge is a little bit more intricate and detailed probably than some of the others, and we're very excited to present the question today. We have had Prudential Retirement employees looking at this at every level, so we're really excited to see what the solvers of MindSumo are going to be presenting. And we're glad to have the opportunity to answer any questions that you might have. To get started here, though, I'd like to introduce Joe Dunleavy and Rohit Mather. They're the folks on the call with me today. We are the judges of the panel. Joe is the VP of Systems Development for Comerica, their Prudential Technology arm, and he's based out of Ireland. Rohit is our VP of Pension Solutions within our pension risk transfer business here in Prudential Retirement, and has an exceptional background with this type of question and the business itself. So the purpose of the call today was really to try and share some additional information that might be helpful to the solvers as we think through, you know, how you're going to be tackling your challenge, your approach, and to, of course, provide an opportunity for Q&A. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by giving an overview, then we're going to take you a little bit through some more information on some of the retirees and the business itself, and also through some of the pointers on solving for the challenge, and then we'll open up the floor to Q&A. So, you know, imagine your career is a thing of the past at this point. You've worked your entire life, maybe over 40 years, and you're now ready for retirement. Retirement is really something that's been evolving over time, and currently that's what people call it, but really every person has their own different version of retirement. Some still work in some capacity, some do volunteer work, some take an actual job, some start a new business, but maybe you're among the lucky few who have actually saved sufficiently for retirement, or you've started a second career, you've got a lower stress job, you've changed your lifestyle, you're staying active, you're doing all the things that you're supposed to at this point. Or maybe you're just taking it easy and living off your expenses. We have a lot of these types of retirees here at Prudential Retirement. And currently, the way we work with these folks is we typically end up just sending them a check every month. So you also get your Social Security, you've got your pension check, you might have had some other savings, you might have equity in your house, you might have already have a business or some other type of nest egg. But as you kind of reach this retirement phase, you're starting to realize that there are some hard realities that you've got to start to think through at this stage, maybe through your prior employer relationship or your job, you had received health care. And all of a sudden, you're retired, and you're realizing this is likely to be the biggest expense that you've got in your golden years. And it's hard to nail down. These kinds of things change from person to person. And you've tried to estimate. Maybe you've worked with a financial advisor. Maybe you haven't. You've tried to repair as best you can. But according to CNN's Money.com, for people 65 and older, they can expect to spend close to $300,000, certainly over $150,000 over the course of retirement, and that's on their Medicare premiums alone and additional costs for their health care. And, you know, the hard reality here is that we all know that those health care costs are only expected to rise over time. So that kind of uncertainty starts to become worrisome. So is the uncertainty around how long you're going to live. People tend to live longer and longer, and that also is related to those medical costs. Not a lot of them think about that, but it's not just about how long you live. It's the quality of that life that you're living, that care. You don't want to be a burden on your family. You may want to move. You may have a house that you're thinking of downsizing to. You may have a retirement location that you're thinking of going to. So the list goes on and on. I'm really trying to provide some color here and really put you in the shoes of someone who is facing retirement for the time being. Some of them, I mean, let's think about it. You've got your grandchildren in college. There's just a number of challenges, concerns, and things that you're starting to look at in retirement. And this is where we're asking you guys to come in as the solvers. We're saying, can you put yourself in those shoes? Can you get in touch with some of those folks and start to think about what those challenges are and how a company like Prudential can start to add some additional value to those people's lives? We've tried to be a great provider of financial security for these folks through the savings programs and the retirement programs that we do have. And as people begin to retire, we'd like to think about how we might be able to do more than just provide a check every month. And so with that, to provide a little bit more color here, I'd like to, again, introduce Rohit Mather, and he's going to try and provide some additional insights on just some of the data and around these retirees and the pension recipients. So with that, I'll turn it over to Rohit. Rohit?
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Just to provide some more context on Prudential's business and the retirees we're discussing today. We've been in the business for a very long time. We have about 80 years of history behind us. Our retirement business, though, most recently over the past 5 years has really grown, and we have now a large number of retirees. In fact, about 1.5 million retirees across about 4,900 plans. So we've taken over a number of plans and retirees, and our platform has grown significantly over the past 5 years. These retirees, on average, are 75 years old. And most of them are, a third of them are about 80 years old. And we have about 7 to 10% that are under 60 years old. So we're talking about retirees with an average age of about 75. That should be your mindset when you're thinking about the challenge. And these folks had worked in their lives in different kinds of jobs, but they've been a mix of what we call as traditional blue-collar manufacturing, you know, jobs, as well as some of these folks had worked in white-collar, you know, more office environment type jobs. And across many different industries, so we have retirees who worked in telecommunications, automobiles as primary industries, but also more traditional industries such as paper, manufacturing, chemicals, printing, shipping, and airlines. So it's a varied mix, but tilted towards the more manufacturing and Rust Belt industrial companies. And like I said, the average age is about 75 years old. So with that sort of broad characteristics, I'll turn it back to Chris, and we'll take questions when Chris is done. So Chris, back over to you.
Great. Thanks, Rohit. And yeah, this is the kind of information that we're hoping will be pretty helpful as you try to continue to develop your solutions. And as you develop those solutions, I'm going to turn it over to Joe now to provide a little bit more insight and discuss in more detail what we're looking for in an ideal solution. Joe?
Thanks, Chris. So I'm just going to cover a bit of ground around what we're looking for, as Chris mentioned earlier. Both myself, Chris, and Rohit are going to be part of the judging team. So we want to talk a little bit about what the ideal solution would look like. So when you're thinking about how you come back to respond to the challenge, from a competition perspective, we're really looking for people to address what the financial need for this is, or a subset of some of these individuals. So, you know, where we're ideally we see insightful, creative ideas coming as a response to the challenge, likely getting them out of talking to real retirees. So we would really encourage folks to, you can certainly do some research on the internet, and there's plenty of sources there. You can grab metrics around retirees, what's the makeup of them, demographic information, that type of thing. But we really would encourage, and we think that there would be no substitute for actually getting out there and talking to some of these folks. Maybe even talk to some experts if they're available to you. People serving this demographic, things like financial advisors, trusts, estate attorneys, healthcare professionals, that type of thing. So retirees are people that maybe service retirees. So get out there, talk to them, see how they're doing, what's important to them. You know, just ultimately be a bit curious about what it is. Put yourself in their shoes and kind of walk in their shoes and get an idea of what it is that these people face challenges-wise, what would their expectations be for companies like us to how to serve them. So frame your questions openly, keep them simple, but, you know, most importantly is approach the conversation with empathy, right? Put yourself in their shoes. So try to understand, you know, some of their hopes, fears, aspirations. It's very different, as Chris mentioned. You've come to a point now, you're retired. What makes up your day is different than what you would have been used to while working a 40-hour week. So, you know, ask those questions, leave space for them to, you know, open up about what it is that's important to them. And important for you will be to listen and really try to trigger, you know, their personal stories, reflections that they may have and that type of thing. Because often the stories will reveal a lot more than just a very traditional black and white answer. So you know, open, be engaging, and put yourself in their shoes and ask your questions, but sit back and listen and capture what it is that they're going to share. Once you review the information that you've gathered, then, you know, really hone in and look for those insights, not just what they said, but the kind of themes that you see emerging. Our hope would be that you see some patterns. The more people you talk to, you may recognize the same themes coming up again, and capturing those insights will really help to lead you to some ideas. So, you know, once you have an idea, like to understand why you feel the idea has merit and how it evolves. So in your response to us as the judging panel, from a challenge perspective, you know, really to support that, look for solutions that provide a novel approach to address the needs of the retirees, you know, the form of products or services you want to pitch them that are laid out clearly and in detail. So, you know, craft it from understand the problem space first, research it on the web is certainly good, get out there, talk to some people, ask some open questions, gather some information, learn those themes, and then help that to guide you in terms of what the ideas that you pitch in the form of products or services. How you present the idea is also going to be important for us. We want to look at people that have given us a lot of thought, put an effort in, and take us through that journey of how you got from a response to the challenge, the engagement with the people, and then where you ended up in the pitch that you're going to make on the day. And finally, it's, you know, it's called out in the challenge, but it would be important to kind of get a revenue model idea from you as well. So how can this be supported from a business context within a Prudential organization? So I hope that helps kind of frame out what we're kind of looking for and as part of our scoring for your responses. And with that, I'll hand over to Chris and see if there's any Q&A that we want to open up. Chris?
Excellent. Thanks, Joe, and thanks again, Rohit. Guys, it's all about trying to get innovative ways to add value to this cohort that we're looking to provide more services to. So you've heard enough about our background, and we've tried to add some color here. But we'd really love to hear from you at this point. So with that, we'll open the floor and would love to hear what kind of questions you've got. They can be around anything, whether it's the people, whether it's the type of solution, whether it's the response. This is your time at this point. And with that, we'll open the floor. And, again, I'll just ask that while you talk, just take your phone off mute, ask the question, and then once you've stated the question, go ahead and try and be diligent with your mute button again so that we can reduce background noise as best we can. So, first question. Anyone?
Hello, I have a question. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, my name is Austin Curl, and I'm wondering if you have any data on the living situations of some of the retirees that you mentioned in the demographics, such as a retirement home or living by themselves or living with family.
Chris, would you like me to take that?
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you give it a shot? Thanks.
Sure, I can try. We do not have specific information on the living conditions of any of our retirees.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just mention that they've all, I think as Chris said at the beginning of the call, they've all had long careers with some of these companies that were either manufacturing jobs that they had for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and in some instances they've had office type roles as well, but more white-collar roles. So I think you can extrapolate from there what their living conditions might be, but it could be a combination. It's a combination of all that you said. So there are folks that are in retirement communities in across many different states. So I think I would mention that our retirees are based in across the country. So there are folks down in Florida that are in certain retirement communities. There may be others that continue to live by themselves. We certainly do not have the level of detail to give you a breakdown, but I would observe that they run the gamut.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rohit. And I'll just add to that, as you think through your solutions, folks, and the response, it'd be great to be able to obviously have something that would be a catch-all for all these retirees, but you know, we do recognize, and I think in the data that you've heard and kind of the life situations that a lot of these people find them in, they're pretty varied. So your solution does not necessarily need to apply to everyone. It's great. The larger the set, the better, obviously. But certainly we're looking for creative solutions that would provide a need, even if it's to a subset of these retirees. More than anything, we want to hear your thoughts and ideas and responses to the challenge. So with that, is there another question?
Hi, my name is Carl Jackson. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're breaking up a little, but we'll do our best to understand, and please go ahead with the question.
I do apologize. I'm driving. One question I had, and you may have just addressed it, but I was unmuting and muting my phone as you were speaking. Are you looking more for a package or a program or a mixture of both?
You know, that's a good question. I think what we're looking for is it can be, honestly, either or. I think what we're looking for, as long as it meets the general criteria, you know, that we're looking for in the solution, it's not really, at the end of the day, about a specific format itself and how you put it together in a program fashion, package fashion. I think it's more that you're hitting on the main themes of how will this provide value to the market, what are kind of some of the thoughts of the people that you've talked to with that. I think, you know, you've seen the challenge. There even is kind of a revenue component, but that was given lower weight just because I think adding value is the priority and monetizing is kind of something we'd be able to figure out on the back end of that. So I think the format of the response is, at least from my perspective, a little less rigid as long as it's addressing the key points. Joe, did you have any thoughts on that?
No, I'd echo the same, Chris. I think, you know, the format is not going to be a huge differentiator for how we separate the winners. I think ultimately it will be hitting the criteria, taking into account the criteria and evidence of the fact that, you know, particularly we spoke about interacting with people. It would, you know, for those folks that just research on the web, that's going to get them so far. We'd really like to see kind of where people have gone over and above and got that opportunity to talk to people. So where you can show that evidence through what it is that you submitted back to the challenge, I think that would be more important to us than, say, you know, a particular template or a particular package. So I'd agree with Chris in regards to that. I think it's more about evidence of the criteria and evidence of where people have put in the effort will be important.
Thanks, John. These are great questions, guys. I'm glad we're reporting this. Again, it'll be available for anyone to reference in the future on the MindSumo site. Next question. We'll give it another minute, guys. And we're happy to answer anything. There are no bad questions, foolish questions. It's all an opportunity here to provide as much clarity as possible around the competition so that you guys can ideally deliver a winning solution. So.
I have a question again. I'm wondering if we do have a question in the future, is there any way to communicate with you guys? Between now and the deadline for the project.
That's actually a good question. You know, we're not intimately familiar with MindSumo, but I would imagine there's a way to open up that channel, and I think we would be certainly willing to do that. So that's a great question. That's something that I think we can look into. Jessica, do you know if that's a possibility?
I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to cut you off. This is Karen with MindSumo. I'm really glad I was on, and I wanted to be here in case there were some specific questions to the platform itself. What we would be happy to do, there is a question and answer component to every challenge. So feel free to post as questions do come up. We have a dedicated account manager that's in there and monitoring those questions so that it won't get overlooked. And they can kind of be the bridge to make sure that the Prudential team gets the question if it's something beyond our capability of answering so that we can sort of respond, and that way anyone viewing the challenge can see it. The other thing is that if you had specific questions that you maybe didn't feel comfortable sharing or posting to the large audience, you could always use your inbox on the MindSumo dashboard to communicate with us directly. So there are a couple of options for you in that way.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Great, we'll open the floor again. Are there any last questions before we begin to wrap up the call? All right. Well, again, I want to thank you folks who participated. This was hopefully helpful, and again, it will be available. If you do have another question, feel free to speak up in the meantime, but what I'd like to do is just go through really quickly a few reminders about the challenge. First off is that the deadline to submit your ideas is now July 14th. That's Friday, July 14th. The top 10 finalists will be notified about a week later on July 20th, and those top 10 finalists will be invited to present a five-minute pitch to us and our judging panel, and that will take place on August 1st, and then we hope to have all the winners notified by August 4th. So, again, the first-place winner, it's a $2,000 prize. It's definitely a nice prize pot here, and we would like to thank everyone for participating. We're really looking forward to a robust and stellar group of participants. We're already pleased with the participation that we've seen, and we're hoping to see a lot more great ideas as we move forward here. So unless there's a final question, last chance to speak up here. I would like to say good luck to all our participants. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Thanks again to the other judges who participated, and the MindSumo team for helping us put this together. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Your conference is ending now. As requested by the host, please hang up.